Now, boys and girls, we've been thinking about that time when our Lord Jesus Christ had risen again from the dead. But although Jesus had risen again from the dead and was going to go back to his Father in heaven once more, he wasn't going to go back just yet, as it were. And for 40 days and 40 nights, the Bible tells us, he remained in this world before he went back to heaven. And during that time, you remember, he appeared to his disciples at different times. Now, some of those appearances we've looked at already. You remember on the very first morning that Jesus rose from the dead, he appeared to Mary Magdalene at the tomb where he had been buried, where he had been laid away after he had been crucified. And then at some time later on in that day, he appeared to the two disciples who went to the village of Emmaus from the city of Jerusalem. And then right at the end of that day, he appeared to his disciples as they were in the upper room in the city of Jerusalem. He also appeared to Simon Peter at some point, but we're not told very much about that. And then a week later, he appeared again to his disciples in the upper room, and especially to Thomas. And then last time, we saw how our Lord appeared to the disciples by the Sea of Galilee, and how they were fishing, you remember, and the Lord told them how to catch many fish. And then when they came to the seashore, the Lord had prepared the breakfast for them, you remember. And as they sat and ate that breakfast, then the Lord Jesus Christ spoke to Simon Peter and told Simon Peter many things. Now, the time eventually came, of course, when the Lord was going to return to heaven again. But be sure of this. Before Jesus went back to his Father, he was going to comfort the disciples. He was going to strengthen them. He was going to encourage them. And one of the things he told them was this. He told them that although he was going away, there was going to come the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Now, you'll know this from the Sunday school, boys and girls, that we worship one true God, and he is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the Father sent the Son into the world to live and to die for our salvation. And then when Jesus had done all that, when he would go back to his Father again, then the Holy Spirit would come and he would be in the world until Jesus will come back, because Jesus is coming back to the world once more. Well, here's what's happened. Our Lord took the disciples out to a mountain, a place called Olivet. And there he began to speak to them for the very last time. He told them, of course, what was going to happen when the Holy Spirit would come. And he told them to go back to the city of Jerusalem and wait, he said. And wait in the city of Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And then when that happens, says the Lord, then you're to be witnesses for me. And you're to be witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and right to the uttermost parts of the earth. Now, what that means very simply is this. A witness is somebody who tells other people about a person. And when the Lord Jesus Christ said to the disciples, you're to be my witnesses, he simply meant that they were to go and tell other people about him, about how he had lived, how he had died, and if men and women, young people, boys and girls, believe in Jesus Christ as their Savior, then they are saved from all their sins. And the Lord told them that. And then as he was telling them that, as he had finished telling them, a very amazing thing happened. The Bible simply says that Jesus began to be received up. The big word that we use is ascend. That means go up. And Jesus began to be received up from the earth. And the disciples could hardly believe their eyes. And they looked and they saw how Jesus was rising up from the earth. And as they were standing and looking, the Bible tells us, two messengers from God, two angels, they appeared and they said to the disciples, why are you gazing up into heaven? And listen very carefully. They said, this same Jesus who is going up from heaven will come from heaven again. And they were speaking about that time when Jesus is coming back to this world. Jesus came to this world in the first place, boys and girls, just as a baby, as you know, in the stable, laid in the manger in Bethlehem. He did live, he taught, and then he died on the cross. He was buried, he rose again, and he ascended. He was received back up into heaven, and the Holy Spirit would come. But then Jesus is coming back again. And when Jesus comes back again, boys and girls, then that's the end of this world. And very plainly, all those who have believed in Jesus Christ right from the beginning, when Jesus returns again, then they shall all be gathered together in heaven with Christ forevermore. And those who have not believed shall be turned away from God. Some of the very last words that Jesus said to the disciples was this. He said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." And he says, "They that believe and are baptized, they shall be saved. And they that believe not, those that don't believe, they shall be damned." And boys and girls, those are very solemn words. And they are among the very last words that our Lord Jesus Christ spoke before he left this world. And next time then we'll see how the disciples indeed went back to the city of Jerusalem. And then on a day called the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came and they began to be witnesses. All of that we're told about in that book of the Bible that's called the Acts of the Apostles. And it's some of those things that we'll look at over the weeks that lie before us. But remember that although Jesus has gone back to his Father, the Holy Spirit has come and he is with us. And when we believe, then we are assured, we're sure in our hearts that we will be with the Lord forevermore.